Hello, and welcome back. And in this session, quite a short section, we want to talk about some key processes that are fundamental to NLP and in terms of communicating and influencing more effectively. So, two key processes which we'll refer back to as we go through the course. So, here's the first one. So, this is called pacing and leading, or pace. Pace, lead. And this is like saying, if you want to really understand somebody, walk a mile in their shoes. And your moccasins, you might have heard that phrase. And I prefer the Billy Connolly take on that, which is if somebody really annoys you, walk a mile in their shoes. Because then you're a mile away from them and you've got their shoes. This isn't quite as extreme as that, but essentially what we're saying here is that if you pace and lead people, if you step into their world and take them to where you want them to be, you're much more likely to get the result that you want. And this is a key NLP process. So the first pace is about building rapport. And like we said earlier, rapport isn't just important in NLP, it's absolutely critical. And you now know how to build rapport with other people. So the starting part of any process is around building rapport with the person you're talking to. The second pace is about demonstrating that you understand what it's like to be them. And there's only one way that you can really demonstrate that you understand. I mean, you can say you understand, which that's doesn't mean that you do, or you can say, oh yeah, when that happens to me, that I feel the same. That's not about demonstrating understanding. That's about saying what it's like for you, not what it's like for them. So the only way you can demonstrate understanding is through active listening. And the two key areas of active listening that you might have come across before, which are summarizing and paraphrasing. So reflecting back, essentially what somebody has said to you demonstrates that you understand what it's like to be them because you're just sending back to them what they've said to you. And if we go back to what we were saying in terms of perception and reality earlier on in the course, and we were talking about elephants, and we were saying, describe an elephant, think of an elephant and picture it in your mind. So if you say elephant to me, you've got a very clear understanding of what that means. But elephant might mean something different to me. But if I say yes, elephant back to you, what you hear is what you've got in terms of your own understanding of elephant. So by reflecting back to somebody, that demonstrates that you understand what it's like for them. Summarizing and paraphrasing are two of those key techniques that you learn in active listening that are really, really helpful. So we've got the first pace, which is join them in their world. Second pace, build rapport. Second pace, demonstrate that you understand what it's like to be them and be in their position. And then we can lead them from their present state, to where they are now, to where you and they want them to be in that shared outcome, the shared goal that you're looking for, the win-win outcome. So pace, lead is absolutely at the core of all NLP techniques and processes. And we will refer back to it a lot as we go through the course. The second process that I want to introduce to you, which is the other key process, is about an approach to designing almost and to carrying out your communication and your influencing processes. And this process, the second key process in NLP, starts with a goal. So what we're saying here is that you always need an outcome in mind. How often now do you go into a situation with a clear outcome in your mind? Sometimes at work, perhaps, sometimes at home, but most of the time we tend to not have a goal in mind. And generally, the person who has got the goal in mind is the one who's more likely to get what they want to achieve. So be very clear about the outcome in mind. And in a couple of sessions' time, we're going to talk about well-formed outcomes and how to set a goal using NLP. The second thing that we need is sensory acuity. So this is really about looking and listening carefully to the response that you're getting from the person you're talking to. So in terms of looking, it's about watching the body language. In terms of listening, it's about listening to the words that people are using, the tone of voice, being aware of the congruence or non-congruence of that. And that's what will tell you whether you're working towards the goal that you've set, which is why you need a goal, because if you haven't got one, you don't know whether you're moving towards it or not. Because once you know whether you're achieving it or not achieving it, and especially if you know you're not achieving it, then what you need is flexibility. You need flexibility of behavior. And at the moment, the reality is you're probably pretty good at influencing people. You've probably developed a way of influencing, of communicating with people that's worked for most people who you communicate with. And we're not talking about, you know, you get it wrong all the time. You probably get it right 80% of the time, and maybe 20% of the time you get it drastically wrong if you're anything like me. But it's that 20% that we really need to work on. And this is what the course is really about in terms of communicating and influencing. So you need to have a different approach, because at the moment, what you've developed in your toolkit is, let's say you've got a hammer, and a hammer works pretty well for lots of things. It works really well on nails. It can kind of work on screws and similar things to that. What it can't do is tighten up a butterfly nut or a hexagon nut. So you need different tools in your toolkit, because if all you've got is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail, because it has to. So what NLP teaches you are tools to put in that toolkit. So all of the things that you learn as we go through the course are about helping you increase the number of tools in the toolkit, so that you have the right tool at the right time for the right job. So improving your flexibility. What flexibility does is it enables you to change your behavior so that you're more likely to achieve the outcome that you're looking for. And one of the presuppositions of NLP is very clear about the person with the most flexibility is the person who's more likely to control the conversation and the outcome. So the more flexibility you've got, the more able you are to achieve the results you want to achieve in every situation, instead of most situations, which you probably do quite well now. So we will be referring back to these two key processes, but it's worth thinking about them and practicing them. The pace-pace-lead approach is an approach that's being used increasingly by customer service departments. So by building rapport with a complainer and demonstrating that you really understand the pain that we've caused you as an organization, means that you're much more quickly able to lead them towards a solution that works for both parties. So, as I say, we'll be coming back to these. Look forward to seeing you in the next session.